everyone. I'm Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. And I'm here with my friend Jackie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and I'm the world's biggest Friends fan. And yes, we just had the Thanksgiving episode, which I was so excited about, but we're moving on.
Yeah, it was really good. And so this is a episode that I would say is meh. It's a story that doesn't move us really along. It was a good episode, but it's the 180th episode, the one with Monica's boots, season 8, episode 10, premiered December 6, 2001 with 22.44 million viewers. What happened, Jackie?
Yes. So we're in the Christmas season. So I love how everything is decorated all Christmassy, you know, Central Perk and everybody else's apartments too. But Monica buys expensive Christmas boots, but they end up being uncomfortable. Phoebe wants concert tickets to Sting concert and uses Ben and Ross to get them. And then Joey's little sister visits and has big news to share.
Yeah. So let's start off with Monica's boots. So Monica is excited because she spends a lot of money on a pair of boots. I think a lot of women are guilty, or most, for buying themselves a nice handbag or a nice pair of shoes, a nice coat, whatever it is they want to get, fancy makeup. But yes, so this is her thing. She buys really nice boots. But and Chandler kind of gives her a hard time because they were really expensive. And so she tells him she's going to wear them all the time and it's going to be fine. But they end up hurting her and she doesn't want to tell Chandler because she doesn't want to wear them anymore. So if he sees that she's not wearing them, he's going to say something.
Yeah, of course. And this is something too. I'm like proud that how forward she was with how expensive they were too. Cause usually women, when they buy expensive stuff, you know, like I've seen that and I've seen it with my mom too, to be honest, when she buys something, don't show the receipt to your dad, you know, it's like,
yeah.
And she straight up just like gave the receipt to him. It's like, oh, you know, this month, oh, you know, we're going to, or maybe not be able to afford rent. You know what I mean? Like she's very forward with him about how much she spent on these. And then Rachel recognizes them right away. It's like, hi, boo. Oh, these are beautiful. So she loves them, but then realizes later how uncomfortable they are. So it's quite funny that it's like the turn of like how quickly, you know, how quickly things turn for her with these boots.
Yeah. And so it's funny because she tells the girls first that she doesn't like the boots anymore because they hurt really bad.
Yeah.
And she starts wearing them only around Chandler. She takes other shoes when she's walking places, which, you know, it's New York. I don't see a problem with taking tennis shoes.
Yeah.
You're walking into
I think
her
people
apartment.
Do that anyways, you know, in New York. Yeah.
When I drive, I have a different pair of shoes if I'm wearing heels.
Really? See, I just take my shoe off. Like if I'm wearing heels, I just take my shoe off and I just like press on the pedal, like either barefoot or just my sock.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So she like, before she gets into her apartment where Chandler is, she takes them off or she puts them back, the shoes back on because she was wearing her tennis shoes previously. Mm-hmm. And Chandler's like, oh, you know, I have my holiday party tonight. You could wear your boots. And she's like, no, I think I want to skip. And she's like, I don't, and then she starts making up another excuse. I don't think the outfit, you know, that I have goes with the boots. So I want to wear other shoes, but he kind of like forces her to wear the boots. So she ends up wearing the boots. And at that point in time where he finds out, you know, the boots are hurting her and she can't take it anymore. Like she can't lie.
Which is hilarious because he's, you know, insisting that she wears them because they're so expensive. And then he ends up having to give her a piggyback ride afterwards, after the party when they left, because she was dancing so much. I didn't know there'd be dancing there. And then Chandler accidentally forgets where he puts them. And so she ends up being barefoot. And while they're walking down the street, so then she tells him the truth and says, you know, I, you know, bought these, they were so expensive and I ended up wearing them because, you know, you said they're expensive. So at least she's like, you know, upfront with him. And then she's like, I hate them, you know, and then she's, you know, on his back and she walks by another store and sees that they're coming, they're in different color. And then they quickly like walk by again. So then that's it. That's it with the boots.
Yeah.
It's like Chandler gives her piggyback ride after the party and loses them. And there we go. So it's like, that sucks because if you spend so much money on boots, it's like, that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. I do have one really expensive handbag and I only wear it when I'm doing certain things. Like I'm just going to the grocery store, like I won't wear it. And I don't know. I just have to think about where I place it. Especially because of color.
Yeah, exactly. That too. It's like, I don't have anything expensive, but yes, I totally get that. If I had, you know, something pricey, like a purse or something like that, I'd want for it to go to good use. And so at least, you know, she admitted it that she spent too much and hopefully she won't do it again.
Yeah. And so Joey comes in to the apartment and tells Rachel, hey, you know, my sister is really into fashion and her name's Dina and she wants to talk to you about it. She says, okay, like, let's chat. Dina comes in and she ends up telling Rachel that she's pregnant and she can't tell Joey and she asks Rachel for advice.
Yes. And it's so funny because Joey's like so excited, be like, oh, she's, you know, going to college and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, none of them went to college. And Joey's so proud of his sister that she's going to college and she's interested in a fashion career. And it completely gets turned around on him by, you know, like her asking, no, I just want some advice because I know you're pregnant too, you know. So Dina, who's played by Marla Sokoloff, who we just had on KTLA as guest, I literally just was Skyping with her. And if I would have known, I totally forgot that this episode was coming up, I would have asked her, like, what was it like?
Yeah. I instantly remembered her from Full House.
She did both. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. So I instantly remembered her from that too. Oh, I regret. I'm like, man, I should have looked ahead to see what episodes I was watching. Because literally Thursday morning, we record on Fridays, Thursday morning, I was talking to her.
Yeah. And so the funny thing is that Rachel knows how Joey is going to react. So mm-hmm. she says, get him a meatball sandwich. And mm-hmm. before you tell him, give it to mm-hmm. him. And he doesn't take it well at all.
No, he doesn't.
The meatball sandwich, you know, he ends up accepting it later and like walks away. But he was just really upset that this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So Joey finds Dina, I don't know if it's her boyfriend, whoever the man was.
The baby daddy.
Bobby. The baby daddy. Mm-hmm. She finds him and Joey tries to marry them. In his mm-hmm. apartment, because if you remember, he's an ordained minister.
I know.
Yeah. And Dina says she wants to keep the baby. Mm-hmm. So in the end, they don't get married. And Joey just has to accept the fact that his sister is going to have a baby.
Yeah. And she talks him down too, you know, and it's like, she wasn't scared to tell her parents. She was scared to tell, you know, her big brother, Joey, you know?
Yes.
So it's nice that she recognizes that, you know, that like she looks up to him in that way and that he does like, okay, you know, she's an adult. She's got to make these decisions, but that's it. That's all we see Marla Sokoloff. We don't, you know, get any more Dina after this, but it's nice to see a different side of Joey of how protective older brother he can be, you know, and he is like that with his friends too, of course, but like it's nice to bring somebody else in new and just to have a little storyline like that. And also it's like how Joey, you know, reacts to the news isn't well. He's saying things that could pertain to Rachel as well. So it's like she's kind of there trying to like be the mediator between them two as well.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Ben and Sting's son.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Coffee shop, and Ross is telling everyone that Ben and Sting's son don't get along at school.
Yes. So first Phoebe confronts Ross and says, hey, Sting's son, we're going to, you know, she's reading a magazine, New York magazine, about the best private schools in New York City. And then it says that Sting's son goes there. And then she realizes, oh, wait, that's the same school that Ben goes to, Ross's son, with Carol. And so then she asks Ross, hey, I really want to go get these tickets to his concert on Saturday night. And so she asks Ross to get the tickets, and then Ross goes to school and realizes, oh wait, Ben and Sting's son don't get along. And so she uses that to like
her advantage.
Yeah, like totally. I was just like, this is way out of line, girl. You shouldn't have done this.
Yeah. So she goes and tries to mediate the situation between the two kids. Uh-huh. She goes to Ben's school to talk to the principal and help him get along, to arrange a sit down. And the teacher thinks, you know, oh, you're Ben's mom. She's like, yeah, she's like.
She pretends to be Susan because they've already met Susan. Carol. Yeah.
They'd already met Carol. Mm-hmm. So she plays it off, and it's pretty funny how she plays it off to Phoebe. But she's like, oh yeah, you can set it up via email. You can email them. She's like, oh, you know, do you have their email or their contact information?
Yeah.
And the teacher goes to get it. And so at that point in time, Phoebe gets a sit down with not Sting, but Sting's wife.
Wife. And in real life, that is his wife, Trudy Styler. They've been married since like 1992, I think. But that's his real life wife. And I was reading too, like when I looked up, was Sting actually supposed to be part of this episode? Somebody said that he might have pulled out last minute, but that was all a rumor. But then everything else was just like, no, it was originally supposed to be Trudy. And so she plays Sting's wife, and she is Sting's wife in real life. So I'm glad they got the real person. So it was cool.
Yeah.
She's a producer anyways and an actress anyways. And so, yeah, she was the real one in there.
Yeah. So they go to Sting's, she goes to Sting's house to like try to mediate the situation, but then her real colors come out and says, oh, you know, when can we make this meeting work with Sting? He needs to be here. She's like, will Friday work? And she's like, well, he has a concert. She's like, well, I could go to the concert. Like, I don't mind going, and I'll need these extra tickets too.
Yeah. So Trudy finds out her real intentions, and then once goes to call the, she's all, goes to call, I've sounded an alarm and the police will be here in 10 minutes. And then Phoebe, the police here, a reunion? Yeah. And then she's getting, I loved that line.
She gets her like disposable camera ready to go.
Oh my gosh. It was a perfect punchline because Sting is the lead singer of the band, The Police, who is, you know, major rock band. So I thought that was hilarious. I was like, at first I didn't get it when I very first started watching Friends because I knew who The Police were, but I just didn't know like the names of everybody, and I knew the songs and everything like that. And so even, you know, Phoebe sings Ross Can, you know, like to Ross when she's trying to get him to get the tickets. And so I thought, I didn't realize that when I very first started watching it until I'm like, oh, put two and two together.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was that's a funny part. And I was wondering too, like, was Sting supposed to be in this? Like, was he going to make an appearance?
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. But all in all, this episode didn't really get us anywhere.
No.
I didn't have any favorite lines. But the next episode is pretty good. So it's the start of something new, I could already tell. So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Ross and Mona send out holiday cards, and Chandler tries to get out of spending time with his boss. Subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, then follow us on the Instagram at Friends with Friends Podcast. See
you. Bye.